previously on the Hooli's Hooli.
You still didn't answer my question, Pat.
What?
Have you had any, like, dreams
what
lately?
What is the last dream you had?
If you have a dream, share your dream.
It's a Broadway musical.
If you have a dream, share your dream.
Dream talkers.
Dream talkers.
You should go see that while you're in New York.
I'll write it, produce it, and see it.
Dream Talkers. It's the next Fanboy.
Are you here to see
the sequel to Fanboy?
From the producers that brought you Fanboy. Dream Talkers.
Yeah.
What do I dream about? Okay, fine.
That's the opening number.
What do you dream about when you are dreaming?
WSBC, welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always is twin brother Billy.
Hello.
And the greatest man in the world, Clayton O'Brien. Hello, Clay.
Hello, all.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it all.
Oh, come on.
I'm just having one of those weeks.
Yeah, I'm having one of those weeks too.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm fighting with LinkedIn.
Oh, come on. What do you mean?
I've been fighting with them a lot. All day.
Is this a person?
It's a platform. Yeah. It's a social network.
Yeah.
We're fighting.
You're fighting with cyber bullies?
I'm fighting with cyber in my life, you know?
Yeah.
And it's making me restless. It's making me anxious. And
You're in a cyber war.
I want to be liked on LinkedIn professionally.
Right.
More importantly, I want to be liked professionally. You know?
Yeah.
You want to be liked in cyberspace.
I want to be liked in cyberspace professionally, though. You know what I mean? And there's a professional way to do that. And that's why, you know, I got Michael Lispies, you know, these motivational speakers.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need to do it this way!
Yeah, don't listen to those guys. You listen to the Michael Lispy in your head.
That is one of the numbers from Dream Talkers, the musical we spoke about on the week before.
That's the closing. Yeah.
You listen to the Lispies in your head?
Have you listened to the Lispies in your head? Have you listened to the Lispies in your head?
That was good harmony right there.
That was good harmony. Me and Bill are like the Righteous Brothers.
Yeah. So I've been fighting with LinkedIn. I'm getting mad at it. I want my messages to be responded to. I'm trying to network, and it's...
Maybe you need a new platform.
This stuff's not going away. It's only going to get more and more enhanced. We got to get...
Uh-huh. This is where you create the new platform.
Exactly. It's a video platform, more importantly. I've had an idea about this for a long time.
Where you put like an audition tape of yourself up.
Okay.
But you're applying for a job, essentially. But instead of sending them...
That exists. That's already out there. That's essentially what LinkedIn is.
Teleconferencing.
There actually is a service like that, like a sales service, a software as a service.
Yeah.
Where you get a message every day and you go, "Hi, it's Joe from Jimmy Tracker. I just wanted to let you know that we still have that 1995 deal."
Maybe... You should make the investment. Just get like a really dumpy apartment in Chicago. Dumpy. Mm-hmm. And then announce your candidacy.
What?
Announce your candidacy for mayor.
Okay.
You'll probably get a job somewhere down the line after that. You don't have to this isn't like you're going to win mayor.
Why can't he live in this?
Because it's a good platform to expose yourself.
What do you mean get a job? I mean, I have a job. This is my job. But I see what you're saying. You're saying... If you want to run for mayor, it's a foolproof way to get yourself employed by somebody else at some point.
I think so. I mean, have you seen the list of people that want to run for? I mean, they're up to like 13 or 14 candidates.
Mayor in the city of Chicago for our radio listeners in Ottawa, right?
Yeah.
Illinois.
Yeah.
You should run for something.
I say this because I was at the Sox Yankees game last night.
Well, aren't these people on LinkedIn that are speaking every day? They are running. Everybody's running for something. You're running, you know.
You could run. Find some inconspicuous little position like. Assistant director of the water management bureau.
Housing authority?
Yeah.
I'm assistant manager of the water housing authority.
And look, maybe you won't even run against anybody. The guy, you just run and win. And next thing you know, you're sitting in a big office and you're bossing people around.
Or you make something up, but you have to go to government to get that approved.
No, you find
something. You don't just all of a sudden start up a fake water reclamation district.
No, run for...
It's a bunch of guys walking around with garden
water
hose.
Bottles.
Yeah. Garden hoses off of a pickup truck.
Guys, we gotta test this water. We gotta test this water.
They're going to every drinking fountain in the Chicagoland Park District and filling up bottles and taking
and
them back.
Handing them to a guy in a lab coat.
Taking them back for testing.
Take these back to the place.
Clay's water reclamation business.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Unhappy with streets and sanitations? Unhappy with the water reclamation district? I'll be starting my own.
Could you outsource your own water? Can you, I suppose. Is that a, like, you know how the energy companies have, you know, got energy?
Yeah. Got electricity. I mean, it's like a, what was I saying?
Well, isn't like Hinckley and Schmidt?
Actually, I just saw a thing on
This is way above our heads. I'm sure this is possible.
Yeah.
We're just not consultants at
I just
Deloitte.
Saw a thing on...
Yeah, sure, you can sell water.
Well, you were talking about how, like, cultivating it through your own
energy.
You
thinking about selling
like
water out of your faucet?
There was a... I saw...
Why not?
There's big money in this. I'm not kidding you.
Hold on. You should just start bottling water out of
and
your
sending
farming.
It to Ethiopia. Go to... Or somewhere like that.
Go on eBay.
Have to do it through farming.
Get 1,000 bottles off of eBay.
Mm-hmm.
For a nickel, and then just fill them up with water and head down to the expressway ramp and start selling water.
I tell you what, you could, right?
$2 times 1,000, you're doing all right.
$2 times 1,000, sell water, you're doing all right. On the corner of that Eisenhower Expressway, pal.
Austin.
I thought that. You're a real waterpreneur.
Pay to get a new job. You can see him at Austin in 290.
I'm a waterpreneur. That's my sign.
Starting a water business.
Now, you would make money doing that.
Waterpreneur.
You'd be arrested.
Yeah, people are going to buy my empty Gatorade bottles of water. Yeah, people really are striving for that.
I thought you were going to do just like, I thought you were just going to like go to a Costco and buy like, you know, $300 worth of bottled water.
And no, because then your margins are off then. Your margins,
are you kidding me? These guys,
my idea is better. You buy just done, but you buy the empty bottles direct.
There's huge margins on that.
You buy the empty bottles direct from China. You have them shipped in. They probably cost a penny each.
You go to the corner in 95th and Stoney.
He's talking tap water out of his kitchen faucet.
On a 95 degree day.
We're
going to
start this business.
Ask a guy if he makes a box selling water.
You know what you call it?
Waterpreneur.
Tap water.
Yeah, what kind of water is it? Tap water. From where? A tap?
It looks like the tap out symbol. Like from.
Yeah, there's a fist on it.
There's a fist on it.
Is it safe? Sure.
Tap stands for totally awesomely produced water.
Totally awesomely produced water.
Tap water.
Brought to you by Waterpreneur, Inc.
Magazine.
Amazing.
No, that's the capital arm, LLC.
Waterpreneur Magazine.
Waterpreneur. He's the founder. He started bottling tap water. Genius. Years later, he started a magazine and publishing company called Waterpreneur, Inc.
John Stamos was on the cover of the first issue.
Stamos has done the first issue ever of Waterpreneur.
Guess what he was in? Water.
He was in water? Oh, yeah.
He was in a swimming pool.
Filling up bottles of water in the swimming pool.
Yeah.
He made $1 million in L.A. doing that.
Yeah.
That was a great shoot.
Sure. It was a great
shoot.
That
was a fun shoot, right. John.
Fun shoot, John. Annie Leibovitz for Waterpreneur came out and shot John Stamos in the pool filling water bottles.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
No, someone's doing that, and they're doing all right. I'm sure they're...
Absolutely.
They're driving a nice, driving a nice car.
It's the conviction Bill had when he said, absolutely.
I don't know why peanuts just came into my brain, too.
Peanuts?
Like, yeah, I don't wonder what the margins are on the peanut game.
Nah, you're way out of your league.
I was at the ballpark last night, so I think about this.
Hold on a second.
Of water, peanuts. Like, what are the margins on this?
You got a Yankees hat on.
I do, yes.
Do you wear that at the Sox game?
Yes, I will explain why after, you know.
Well, you were born in New York.
We were sitting in.
You don't need to explain yourself.
So my girlfriend happens to be close friends with a member of the Yankees organization.
Okay,
a higher
fine.
Up, all right?
Yes.
And he was.
Is it Mickey Mantle?
No. He
he's gone, isn't he?
It's the ghost of Mickey Mantle. I'm good friends with the ghost
of
Mickey
Mantle.
He
was so kind to whenever they come into town, because he used to work for a team here in Chicago. But mm-hmm. whenever he come, you know, come into town,
he starts tossing Yankee hats.
No, all she does is she'll just email him like, "Hey, how you doing? You know, like, you got any tickets?" He goes, "Oh, I'd love to throw you some tickets." So he threw some tickets towards us. He gave us 5 tickets, and his only rule is. You're going to be sitting with people that are members of the organization and then family and friends, so players, kids, and cousins, all that kind of stuff. You cannot, if you're going to be in the attendance, we'd prefer that you'd have you on Yankee gear.
Okay, sure.
Cool. I went and bought a couple of Yankee hats because I figured, I'm going to be sitting in the scout seats. The least I can do is buy a Yankee hat and wear it like the guy
asked.
Should
have showed up in a Red Sox hat.
No, that would have been worse.
What are you
going to
do?
You're
on my turf.
So you got to hang out with the inner workings of the New York Yankee organization? Do you think they'd like to buy some of our tap water?
Their whole team could use water, probably.
I don't know. They're pretty good. It was a good game last night. I mean, this was Tuesday night's game for everyone that's listening on Saturday night here. So
sure.
The Sox stink. There's some fun highlights, but
would you have the eat, Bill?
Oh, see, there's nothing better. That's the best place to eat.
It's the best restaurant in the city.
It's awesome.
It is, but you know what thing they don't have at the Cell that we sell on this show?
Yeah.
The greatest oatmeal in the world.
Ever. Right.
They should ever. They should have McCann's Irish Oatmeal at the Absolutely, ballpark. Yeah. We'll have to speak to the Reinsdorfs about this.
But, yeah.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal is the greatest oatmeal on earth.
Yeah.
And the show is presented by it. More after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
And we're back, 1240 a.m. Hooley's Hooley, yeah. Tell him your story. Yeah. He's the best. Tom Gorman. Gorman Law.
For sure.
Been a wild episode out of the gates here.
The reason I was saying... we were talking about campaigning earlier in the show as a run for mayor or whatever, and I was tell you, I was at the Sox, that Sox-Yankees game, and there's Gary McCarthy right there behind home plate, you know, like...
Shaking hands.
Politicking hard, because he's a New York guy.
Right.
You know, he was with the New York... But there was a lot of news about him where Giuliani went after Emmanuel on Twitter... And then Giuliani misspelled Gary McCarthy's name. He spelled it with a J instead of a G. Right? I think Gary McCarthy was like, I think Gary McCarthy kind of like he retweeted back because he didn't want to be associated with Giuliani because of Giuliani's ties to the Trump administration.
Yeah, right.
So he was trying to portray himself like, I'm a lifelong Democrat, you know, just because of what Giuliani, I don't agree with all his politics and all that stuff and his disgusting, all this stuff towards Trump. And I was like, oh, come on. Like, tone it down here, Jerry. But I understand his anger because Giuliani didn't even spell his name right. So in his retweet, he misspelled Giuliani's name on purpose, too.
Nice.
Kind of funny. Okay. And then there he is. Like, I'm reading about this, and then I'm at the ball game, and I'm like, there he is. I'm like, it's begun.
I saw him at Irish.
Bill?
Yeah.
That's PR, my friend. That was a whole PR hoax, most likely. Well, you're going to tweet, hey, Rudy. Say something this way.
Gary,
I'll say
if you get a lot,
they didn't even write it.
We'll both get some press out of it.
I'll take a job.
Their assistants wrote it.
Yeah.
I saw him at Irish Fest, and he was there. And for like, I walked in, I saw him, and then 2 seconds later, I turned around, and he was gone. There was no one there.
Jerry McCarthy.
This is a waste of time.
It's like the Flash. That guy running for mayor used to be the policeman. He's like the Flash. I saw him 1 second, then he was gone.
He should run his whole campaign in a kilt.
Right. It's getting
good. Just wear it all the time.
You'd win.
It's getting good, though.
You might.
I mean, if you've been watching what's going on with the like,
it's heating up a little bit.
Oh, Emmanuel's under a ton of fire.
Well, with all the violence, 70 people just got shot.
Yeah, but not only that, now they're going to start this new commission or something. You know, it's like another thing. Come on, just hire more cops. Everybody knows the answer.
They got to do something. It's out of control.
Ah, politics. Ah,
the city, the grip of the city.
Ah, politics.
The grip of the city.
Chicago politics.
Yeah.
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 I don't know. Does anybody here know that's an answer to anything?
That's your campaign slogan. I don't know.
Oh, is that you on Chicago Tonight?
Patty Ulan, I don't know.
Yeah, that's me running. What do I think? I don't know. Do you know? Do you, sir?
So who's going to win? Who's going to win?
Tell me the answer.
Who's going to win? Who's going to win?
I think Paul Vallis is going to be the next mayor of the city of Chicago.
Not who do you want to win. Who is going to actually win?
I think.
All right, you?
Who do I think is going to be winning for mayor?
Who's going to be awarded mayor?
I think if it gets into a runoff, it could be Paul Vallis would be maybe the guy.
Okay, fine.
I think it's going to get interesting. I don't think that McCarthy can generate the money that Vallis will get behind him.
I'm not a political guy. I don't know. Yeah. We're alienating most of our audience and talking about politics.
I know. I just saw.
We got to get back to robots and oatmeal.
It's going
to
get heated again. There's going to be some robots.
Bottled
running.
Water. The important stuff in life.
Yeah.
I saw a headless cat today.
A headless cat?
Yeah.
How can a cat be headless? That'd be seeing like a headless human being.
It was not
alive.
You
know that guy's Uncle Jimmy? He's headless.
It was not alive.
No head.
A headless torso?
It was on the street, and I looked down as I was parked at a stoplight, and there it was. But the head was nowhere near it.
That'll ruin your afternoon. You know?
It ruined dinner a little
bit. In some kid's pillowcase somewhere.
That head is out
there. What?
I don't know.
Are you saying this is a crime, Bill?
Could be. Sort of sick satanic thing going on.
Yeah. On Bryn Mawr and Elston.
You know what?
On Bryn Mawr and Elston.
There's demons in this city. There's demons in this city. Okay? I want you to be aware of it.
I'm running out of
people are. The devil's around. He's lingering.
But you know this.
What's the other thing that's been eating everything up in the city? That flying bat humanoid, right?
I thought you were going to say cicadas.
I've been seeing a lot of cicadas, but no, I was thinking about human bats, Bill.
Yeah, humanoids.
Humanoids.
Are they back in the news or something?
I don't think they've ever. They're in the news of my universe, right? And you see something like that, and you go, that could have been the humanoid. You know, hungry.
Could have been.
Mm-hmm.
The humanoid's going to show up at a mayoral debate.
He's going to show up in a kilt.
Chicago's humanoid is running for mayor.
He's going to show up in a kilt and win. You should have done this, McCarthy. You're the Irish one. I'm just a bat.
This is Mike Humanoid.
Mike Humanoid from the 13th Ward.
Real blue collar guy.
Right. By the way, he's that half bat thing that everybody keeps seeing over by Harold Washington Library. And
look, just because I'm half a bat doesn't mean I can't change this town.
A modern telling of Batman. Just because I'm a bat, half bat,
let's get this out of the
doesn't
way.
Doesn't mean that I can't run this town.
I have nothing that Batman has, all right? Let me put that out there. I'm more like a creature, a right. some sort. I'm not a superhero, okay?
I'm a politician.
I'm a politician at heart, you know?
Yeah, I'm a negotiator.
I love helping people.
Occasionally, I do get hungry and eat one of your pets by mistake.
I do. But I just ate a can on Bryn Mawr. It was delicious.
Right.
But let's get your taxes lowered, you know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Have you tried
Hey, how you doing? Mike Humanoid. Hey, how you doing? Mike Humanoid. Yeah. No, Mike
nice
Humanoid.
Nice to see you, Mike Humanoid. Good to see you.
Watch
how
my
do you
wing.
Like that tap water?
Oh, watch my wing.
Ooh, easy on the wing. You're nice, kid.
You want a picture, kid?
Everywhere I go, these kids want to touch my wing.
The kids are like screaming in terror.
Oh, he's
like Mike Shank's scream. You know Mike Shank's scream?
Mike Shank from American Movie, the yeah. documentary.
He does a scream for Borkhart.
Yes,
like a voiceover. It's one of the greatest screams you'll ever hear.
I do remember that. Like that's when they were making The Creeps. Was the name of the movie, I believe. Yeah.
Local filmmaker friends of ours.
Yes. Mark Borkhart.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Look him up.
Wisconsin guy.
Yeah. Seen any good films lately?
Seen any good movies lately, yeah. Badhead? Mr. Humanoid? Mr. Politician?
I'm not going to movies
saw
anymore.
Saw Ant-Man and the Wasp and thought it was great.
Bill, man, all over these comic book flicks lately. That's all they make now, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they're out there.
Saw a great romantic movie the other night, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I'm not interested in movies.
No? Not anymore?
I think I have full attention problems.
So our engineer...
You're right, Clay. That's probably the demise of the American studio system is that in the attention spans of people are getting shorter and shorter that, like, let's cut movies down to 40,
make a 9-minute movie.
40-minute movie.
You can make a 9-minute movie.
Sure. People do it every day.
People do it every day.
You can make a 9-minute movie. People do it every day.
The type of movies Billy watched.
You can do anything that you want to do. Magic. What song is that?
That's a no song. That's a song that you just made up.
No, it's a tune. It'll come to me.
You put that Yankees hat on, things get weird, Bill.
It'll come to me. It's going to drive me
crazy.
So
you saw it. What was it? Ant-Man and what else?
No, I did not see it. I said, I thought maybe you were asking... I thought you were doing a bit for the Mike Humanoid that someone was asking you, and I said, seen any good movies lately, and that, you know, maybe Mike Humanoid would have said, yeah, Ant-Man and the Wasp kind of inspired him to run for office. Went over your head. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
It did. Okay. Thank you, Bill.
But there is new movie category for the Oscars.
No one cares about the Oscars. They
Listen,
ruined it.
Why is he...
Oscars... The Oscars like haven't been relevant since.
Yeah,
that's how they're gonna remake. That's the advertising pitch. You know how we're gonna remake the Oscars? We're gonna call them the.
We're gonna whisper. It worked for Sizzler.
It did work for the steakhouse, didn't it?
Worked for Twizzler too.
Twizzler. Oh yeah.
What?
Twix.
Waterpreneur.
Instead of like water manure. Water manure. That's a totally different product that I'm making. No. I'll sue you. Don't you dare steal my idea. Yeah, you should be at the movie theater handing out water, Bill.
Yeah, there's a new category at the Oscars. What is it, Bill? Most popular or something?
Yeah. Adds popular film category.
The Academy Awards.
The Academy is... It's trash. If I won an Academy Award, I'd throw it right in the garbage.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
You'd leap and dance and
I
sing
to the
moon.
I would not dance under any circumstance. Unless John Stamos danced with me on stage.
What's with that? You're loving Stamos tonight. He's on the brain.
Yeah, he's just a nice guy, you know? He doesn't get a lot of credit for being a nice guy.
He doesn't get it. You know that John Stamos? He just doesn't get enough credit for being a nice guy. You know what I mean? I know him personally. Lovely fellow.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty much most popular film category.
That's damaging.
So they're going to add a most...
New category for outstanding achievement in popular film.
What does it mean?
It's like what, you know, we were talking with Mike before the show here, too, about it's like, you know, it's a poll vote. I guess it's who the Academy feels most popular.
I don't like it.
No. I mean, they're not going to televise every part of the Oscars anymore. It's going to be like a whole new format. Similar to what the Tony Awards does.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
They're gonna hurry him up and give out more awards. Yeah.
If I won an Oscar, this is what I'd do. I'd have someone melt down the Oscar right on stage into a baseball, and then I'd have Jose Canseco. I'd toss it up, and he'd whack it out of the auditorium.
Okay.
And then me and him would go to a strip club.
I would have it turned into
Oscar speech fantasies. On the next episode of Oscar speech fantasies, Clay wins an Oscar for best actor and burns his Oscar into a golden baseball, which is then teed up for Jose Canseco to hit into the audience.
I should. I'll bring out one of those black rubber tees. I'll drag it out.
A black rubber tee.
You know, like
and then
T-ball
he
tee.
And Oakland, former Oakland A's baseball player Jose Canseco go to a strip club together. Mm-hmm. The end. Hollywood.
No, after Canseco hits it, he like leans in the microphone and goes, "We're going to a strip club."
Right.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson goes, "I'm coming.
I'm driving."
Right. I'm driving.
I'd get my Oscar melted into like a gold Rolex.
What would you get? That's a if we were taking callers, what do you melt your Oscar into?
Yeah, a toothbrush.
While we're talking Oscar,
my toothbrush. The Oscar. The gold for my Oscar.
Was my Oscar? No, it's a toothbrush.
A toothbrush, most likely. I always wanted the gold toothbrush.
You can make like an eagle and put it on the hood of your car.
Like a hood ornament? Make it out of a hood ornament?
I would. Well, it is a hood ornament.
I'd make a humanoid, like in full wingspan humanoid out of gold. Slap it right on the hood of my car.
We pitched that to the Academy Awards. Hey, I think that the celebs should get really creative and melt their Oscars down and do crazy things with them and donate parts of them to different parts of charities throughout the world.
Yeah. What's an Oscar worth? What's one Oscar worth?
You know what I'm going to do with this Oscar? I'm going to cut it up like a Tootsie Roll and
what's
mail
the value of it? Is it pure gold or is it gold-plated nonsense?
I believe they're pure gold.
No, they're not. Huh? That would be like 20 ounces of gold.
When are the Academy Awards? In February?
Who cares?
This topic is going on
too
long.
I hope Brad Pitt wins something.
Who's that guy?
That's Southern High School football coach.
Whistle drops out of his mouth. Brad Pitt wins some.
All right.
Huddle up.
Within a few years, the bronze was abandoned in favor of the Britannia metal, pewter-like alloy, which is then plated in copper, nickel, silver, and finally 24-karat gold. Due to a metal shortage during World War II, Oscars were made of painted plaster for 3 years.
Okay, so it's
coated and dippedy.
So it's made of bronze. They dip it and they hand it off.
Yeah.
So you can't really melt it.
I don't think they're going to be handing out solid gold Oscars.
Be like a $40,000 thing.
Why? Think about what these guys are grossing in the box office every year for their films. Like if best film usually is something that's done like over $100 million.
They're not paying for their own Oscar.
No. Oh, yeah. That'd be cool if they did fund enough money like that. But why would you want to give a celebrity? Yeah, like there should be a monetary prize for winning the Oscar. Like, here you go. Here's your gold bullion bar.
Here's your $200 gift card.
Right. It's a solid gold Oscar.
Now act your butt off.
If you never work again, if you never work again, you can sell this.
Director Bill, act your butt off.
You want that gold bar? Act your butt off. I gotta get this shot done. I got 18 days to finish this film. Let's go.
That's all it is out there.
You like that? Billy the director?
Hollywood.
Billy Hollywood. They did that.
My Yankees hat?
Cap.
Wasn't Billy Hollywood?
And my water.
Wasn't he the director?
My tap water. Where's the tap water? Get that PA over here.
Okay. I thought Craft Services dropped off 20 cases of tap water.
That's Billy Hollywood. Billy Hollywood's just like a complaining, manipulative,
jerk, yelling, course,
loud.
I didn't ask for sausage on the pizza. Call Craft Service. Come on.
Can you imagine working for someone like that?
It happens every day.
I have too.
I'm sorry, honey. It was a long day at work with Billy Hollywood. He was yelling about yelling everybody to act their butt off.
How come Rick isn't wearing the new Air Jordans? That's supposed to be part of the costume design. This is ridiculous. It's going to cost me 2 hours now. Somebody go to Nike Town and get me a pair of Jordans.
Phil's shooting a commercial with LeBron James. This is behind the scenes with Billy Hollywood's LeBron James commercial.
It's Rick Moranis and LeBron James in a Nike commercial.
Yeah.
Where's Rick's shoes?
That'd be awesome. Rick Moranis and LeBron James in a commercial together.
Why would that be awesome?
for Nike.
Honey, I Shrunk LeBron.
There you go. That they, we'd make that into a movie. They just did, what's the Pepsi branded film? Uncle Drew.
Uncle
we
Drew,
talked
yeah.
about that.
Yeah.
We Honey, they Shrunk LeBron.
Honey, they Shrunk LeBron.
That's He's going to be in L.A. He's going to be a Laker.
Oh!
Right?
Oh!
Oh!
He could be on set.
There was Space Jam, and then I liked Honey, I Shrunk LeBron better.
They were going to do a remake of Space Jam with LeBron James.
We should do Honey, They Shrunk LeBron.
We should do it. What are we doing sitting around waiting for?
Write it. How hard can it be?
What are we talking about it for? We got to get the pen to paper. Honey, I Shrunk LeBron.
The family, Moranis' family goes to a Laker game, and he drops his phone, and his phone zaps LeBron.
Yeah. Uh-huh. LeBron, he can't dunk anymore.
And then he gets stuck in gum and under the kid's shoe. They bring him home. And the antics begin.
Yeah.
Written by Dennis Farina.
At some point, LeBron's riding.
You know, and then the antics begin.
At some point, LeBron's riding a bumblebee through the air.
God, sure. With the voice of Jerry Seinfeld.
As the bumblebee.
Are you enjoying the ride, LeBron? This is crazy, man. How'd I get stuck in this Disney movie? This Pixar movie?
Yeah. How'd I get so small?
There's Sprite. There's product placement for Sprite.
Yeah, everyone's
Nike
drinking
everywhere.
Sprite.
Everyone's drinking Sprite.
Every single character drinks Sprite.
Right. Sprite's coming out of the tap water.
Like at the shot at the game, every single Sprite fan is holding yeah. Sprite.
Yeah.
It's going to cost $300 million.
Honey, I Shrunk LeBron.
LeBron sits on Jack Nicholson's lap while he like.
Oh, yeah.
And he's trying to get Jack's attention.
Yeah. Jack, help!
Jack, help! Yeah.
Jack's macking on some honey.
No, he's talking to like Robert Towne or someone like that. Like,
so the guy's in the back of my trunk right now.
Wow.
Who else is in it? Sharon Stone could be in it.
Sharon Stone can be in it. Honey, I Shrunk LeBron.
Sharon Stone plays the mother.
Honey.
She's married to Rick Moranis. We're supposed
Moranis,
to go into
Sharon Stone, let's get all the family taken care of.
Moranis, Sharon Stone.
I guess we could throw...
LeBron James, Jack Nicholson, Jerry Seinfeld as a bumblebee.
We could probably throw, what's-his-face, little elf boy in as the kid.
Gotta have Elijah Wood.
Yeah, we'll throw him in.
He plays a 12-year-old.
He wears a hat with a propeller on top of it.
Perfect. Frankie Munoz, Elijah Wood.
Yeah, they're twins.
They're twins. Munoz and Elijah Wood are twin sons.
So we're just going to have young child actors that are young popular child actors from the past are going to be in it?
Yes.
Whoever's available. And we need a girl.
We'll get Amanda Bynes.
I'm pretty sure they're available.
Get her cheap.
We got to get Bud Bundy involved. He could be a ref at the game.
David Faustino is the ref.
You want to play the ref? Hey, Dave, you want to play the ref?
Hey, listen, I owe Faustino a favor. He's got to play the ref.
Where's Faustino? He's late. I only have the Staples Center for like a 5-hour shoot.
Where's Faustino?
Somebody get the NBA the umpire thing on him, will you?
Yeah.
Is everybody following at home? I hope.
Yeah, I know. I think everyone's excited now.
Yeah. About what?
About the honey? Film? Honey, I Shrunk LeBron.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic.
I'm gonna put it on LinkedIn as soon as I get home.
Jordan did how many of those movies? He did Space Jam. He did.
I thought there was just one Space Jam.
No, he did more than that, didn't he?
No, just Space Jam.
What a weird thing. That was Bugs Bunny and Mike Jordan, huh?
Shaq did one movie, too. Remember Shaq's movie? Was it...
Shazam!
Shazam with Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that anymore.
No. Shaq had his own grape juice that I used to drink. Do you remember that?
Was it good?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I've had the LeBron Sprite, too. Remember that one?
LeBron has his own Sprite?
He had his own flavor. I think they got rid of it.
What was it?
Oh, man. It was like in a red can. It was like a red Sprite can.
What?
I think it was just called like LeBron or something like that. What was LeBron Sprite flavor?
Google it, Bill. Get back to us, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Patty, your shirt's very Steve Buscemi.
Is it?
Yeah.
I like Steve Buscemi. But yeah, I could I kind of understand where you're coming
it's
from
like
there.
It's like Buscemi and Fargo.
No, it's Buscemi and Happy Gilmore or whatever. It's exactly it.
And Happy Gilmore.
Oh, and Billy Madison.
And Billy Madison?
Yeah, Billy Madison. Not the golf movie.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
Yeah.
The end?
I think that might be the exact shirt he's wearing.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I don't know where I got this at Goodwill a while back. I kind of dug it. It's kind of retro looking. It looks like it may have been. Look at these flaps, Clay. They're Velcro.
Here it is. LeBron.
Wow.
It's called LeBron's Mix. Sprite's LeBron's Mix, formulated in collaboration with James, combines a refreshing
taste of traditional Sprite with a splash of natural cherry and orange flavors. Eye-catching packaging features a bold red color based with James' initials in the background. Yeah, it's actually good. I've had it.
Holy cow, Clay. I think you're right.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It's not exactly the same, but it's pretty darn close. Ladies and gentlemen, Clay thinks that my retro-fitting kind of polo shirt that I have on resembles the same shirt that actor Steve Buscemi wears in the film Billy Madison, if anyone's seen that.
Yep.
And he's an assassin in Billy Madison.
And he puts lipstick on.
He puts lipstick on while they play telephone.
Yeah, but you're wearing it for real.
Yeah, I like it. It's nice, you know? That Buscemi from Billy Madison, he had good taste.
Oh, yeah.
Costume designer. Great. I want to make you look like a real weirdo.
That psycho? Yeah. When they thought, let's make this guy look like a psycho, they picked the shirt that you bought thinking, I like this shirt.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome.
Because I'm crazy. Why'd you pick that shirt? Because I'm crazy.
Did you say to the girl at the counter? I'm going to ring you up. Why'd you buy this shirt? Because I'm crazy.
$1.94.
I want to look crazy.
Yeah, hurry up. Get him out of line. Yeah. All right. Let's take a break. Hooli's Hulu comes back after these.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember, their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years, and they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
See?
Oh.
This is the tune I was thinking of. Yeah.
And you thought that this song should be playing in what fantasy?
can't remember back that far to the beginning of the show. I just know that this song was in my head.
You just know that this song was in your head?
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you...
America.
This song's in Bill's head, and now it's in yours, I hope.
Magic. Wow.
What's the name of it?
You Can Be Magic.
You Could Be Magic. You know that?
Yeah, this is where you gotta just bump it up.
This is playing in the...
I like it.
I do too. I like these lyrics.
You're the one who can put out the fire. Wait till they go into it right here.
This is your jam, huh, Bill?
Oh. Blare it one day.
It's very Irish.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Great song if you're like in a Walgreens or something, just popping around
looking for candy.
Looking for giant bags of candy,
a bag of Sour Patch Kids.
You can do magic. Getting a 3-pounder of Skittles.
I'm getting a 3-pounder of Skittles. I'm gonna listen. Now that song is gonna be in my head, Bill. You could be magic.
You're gonna go something like to a bar later on and like put it on.
It's by America.
Yeah.
It's true. You Could Be Magic by America. That should be true. Maybe Trump starts walking out to that.
Oh, wow.
Imagine if that played on his next campaign. That was a...
You can do anything you want to do.
This one's
You
hot.
Can be magic.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed the song. Because in the beginning, when I was trying to come up with it, you guys were looking at me like I was crazy. Mike... recognized it.
Mike
the
engineer.
Like, I know what he's talking about.
He's a music expert.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. On this show, without a doubt.
Yeah.
On this show, without a doubt.
He's a, that's weird. Do you ever refer to people as experts, Clay?
No.
Yeah, he's an expert. I'm an expert.
I'm not an expert on anything. Are you?
I wish. I'm working on being an expert on hosting radio shows.
You gotta know so much about one topic.
Oh, you gotta know. Listen, honey. I know we all want to be experts, but you gotta know so much to be an expert. You know how hard it is?
You should pick something and
do years.
Be an expert on it.
Just go into one of the trades, all right? Quit trying to be an expert all the time.
Is that your speech to your daughter when she tried to go like, I want to go to this college? And you're like, I can't afford that right now.
Are you going
to
be an expert in something?
Are you gonna be an expert? Is that what you think you're going to do?
I hope you're planning on being an expert in something.
Because God knows we're all experts.
Because there's a union job down the street waiting.
Be an expert in electrician-y.
The reality,
be an expert in water.
Right.
In bottled water, tap water.
Tap water.
I'm an expert. That's why. And bottle water.
Mm-hmm. You're interviewed on Fox News.
Because I'm an expert.
Why are all these people
getting
sick from your tap water brand bottled water?
It's like a 350-pound man. Because
I'm an expert. Yeah. Well, sounds like a grand idea.
Yeah, I like it.
No, I don't want to be an expert. I like to know a little bit about a lot of topics.
I'm working. You should be an expert at something.
Pencils.
Sure, why not?
School's about to start up again, boys.
Oh yeah.
Do you have any children going to school this year, Clay?
I do. I have my oldest, Brendan, is going to
kindergarten.
Yeah. Preschool.
Preschool.
Yeah.
Okay. Is he excited about it?
Yeah, he's ready to go. He doesn't make too much fuss.
Yeah. I'm noticing all the back to school stuff.
Yep.
As I'm driving around and stores and stuff. liquor stores. Believe it or not,
what are there, big banners?
Back to school liquor stores in like near college towns is a big thing for these guys. They're like, back to school.
Hot air balloons with back to school music blaring. I see it everywhere.
Yeah.
Back to school. Book packs are 50% off at Jimmy's Liquors.
Yeah.
Jimmy's Liquors. My son got his backpack down at Jimmy's.
Believe
Lakers.
Me, don't think that when I'm not talking to people or in sales pitches or talking to, there's money to be made off these.
Do they
kids.
Sell backpacks in liquor stores?
I'm sure there's a few liquor stores.
I'd probably get a Jeff Gordon backpack.
Bandanas, backpacks,
liquor stores somewhere.
Right.
Hats.
Where did you get that Jeff Gordon backpack? Down at Chet's Liquors.
Chet's Liquors got backpacks for $9.99. Back to school.
Got Remy Martin, too.
Bush Light 30-pack, $11.
Back to school. S-K-O-U-L.
Yep.
Back to school.
Oh! Your kids are going back to school, too, Pat, right? Now, is your youngest starting school this year, too? Is he going to preschool?
Yep.
So you got an empty house.
Well, not really. He's only going for half days, not full days.
You got an empty morning.
Got an empty morning. Or empty afternoon. He's going in the afternoons.
An empty afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can be magic. You can have an empty afternoon.
Believe me, there's all kinds of mothers and housewives everywhere that they would love that song.
Sure.
Of course.
When kids leave the house, they're like, you can have a happy afternoon.
You change the lyrics, but cleverly.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Back to school now. Are your kids prepared for it, or is it something like they like? You guys have sons that are going to start for the first time. It's usually kind of
preschool.
An interesting,
I mean,
like
you don't really prepare that much. You get them in there.
Yeah. I hope he can adapt. I'm sure he will. He's good playing with other kids.
Yeah.
But you never know. We'll see how he adapts. You know.
Right.
I remember when my other kid was young, going to preschool for the first time. She was kind of wild. You know.
Yeah.
I understood it. It was in a foreign environment, and she was an only child for a long time. So
right.
I think it's different when you're not an only child and then you go to school, you know, because you've seen your other siblings go.
Right.
So you're like, oh, I get it, you know, but like if you've never gone before, it's kind of probably, and you're the first kid out of the gate, that's a different experience than the other kids, I think.
For sure.
Brendan's very outgoing and nice, so he'll do fine.
I just want them both to become experts at something.
Yeah.
You know? So they're not 38 talking about fighting with LinkedIn and
bottling their own tap water.
And bottling their own tap water.
For profit.
Or talking about Mike Humanoid and his mayoral run. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good.
I'm working on the Humanoid campaign.
Yeah.
Long hours.
I can't believe it. I'm just like thinking back to this. I'm like, I can't believe the summer just is flying by here.
It's almost over.
Yeah. It's like, holy cow, Labor Day's in 3 weeks.
Hey, enjoy it while it's here, boys.
You gonna get anything special planned for back to school? Back to school to teach your dad.
I'm gonna take a
Billy Madison reference.
Another Billy Madison.
I still have vacation time at work that I have to use up before the
mid-October.
So I'm going to probably take a week, like spacing them around. Labor Day weekend. I'll probably do a nice long weekend.
Where are you gonna go? Anywhere?
No, I'm just gonna relax, chill.
Kick your feet up.
Yeah. Not going anywhere. Just gonna relax. Maybe have a few brewskis.
In bed?
Or relax. Have a couple brewskis in bed.
I don't know. You know? Get ready for the Bears.
You know why? Because I'm an expert.
I'm going to have a couple Bears in bed. Get ready for the Bears.
Yeah.
They'll be on in about 2 months.
I'm excited about the Bears this year, to tell you the truth. I think that we got a chance to go 500.
Chance to go 500?
Yeah.
You're dreaming.
Yeah, I think he might be right on in there.
No, I think they got a chance.
Have you watched them at all? They did have a preseason game the other day, did they not?
Did they not?
No. Did they not? No. They haven't played a game yet?
The Bears won't win five games.
I'm going to say that they will.
Yeah. I am too.
It's a complete restructure year. You got to remember that. Yeah. Cutler's a reality star now.
Yeah, have you watched any of that show?
My wife watches it, so I'm forced to catch bits of it.
What's it called? Totally Cavallari or something like that, right?
That, yeah.
Is that
It's awful. It's completely horrible.
Very Cav. Thank you, Mike. Ooh, very Cav.
Very Cavallari, very Cavallari.
Wait a second. Is the show called Very Cav or Very Cavarelli?
Cavarelli?
No, I'm mixing
it
up.
Hey!
Cavarelli.
I'm Mike Cavarelli. I got my new show, Very Cavarelli. Kind of like how that Kristen Cavallari has a show.
I'm a tow truck driver from Jersey.
I'd watch that.
I would too. Be awesome.
It's very Cavallari around here. Starring Tony Danza.
Dude, we just put it on A&E and call it the same thing. You can't copyright a title. Totally Cavallari. Like
Cavallari or Cavallari? We're going with Cavallari.
Cavallari.
Totally Cavallari.
He's a heavy set tow truck driver from Jersey with a wife and two
Eric
kids.
Eric
Caravelli. Totally Caravelli.
On the next, totally Tarek. Wait a minute.
It's a tongue twister. On the next Totally Cavallari.
No, it's not Totally Cavallari.
On the next Totally Very Cavallari.
Yeah, let's
keep Eric. Eric
gets his some cars.
Eric gets his fishing license. I don't know.
I like it.
Yeah, that's what those shows are.
I mean, I would be interested in that.
Yeah.
Well, this show is about this girl trying to open up like some little boutique.
This is Jay Cutler's wife, Kristen Cavallari, yes. Who is on the hills in Laguna Beach.
And she's opening up a store, and then he bops in and out with comments and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then they talk about personal stuff. It's just horrible. It's very sad. It's a sad thing. He looks bored out of his mind. Like he's just like shuffles in.
He has to do it. He there's nothing he can. Well, he doesn't have to do anything.
I think he likes it.
Yeah,
but it's like totally staged, and it's just it's crap. It's reality crap.
He
does reality like he plays football. Crappy.
Ooh, them's fighting words.
Well, he didn't do much for the Bears.
He was actually pretty good for the Bears.
How many Super Bowls did they win?
They did not win a Super Bowl. Oh, that's how you get judged, is like it's his fault that they didn't win.
No, this is the 2000s.
Well, no, this is the 2000s.
You don't win a championship, you're nothing.
You're a bum. You get paid $20 million a year, you better win titles.
That's
right. You better be an expert.
No, he had one of the greatest contracts ever.
I don't even remember.
He made an insane amount of money.
Yeah, he did.
And he didn't produce. I'm sorry, you paid like that. You get at least a championship of some sort.
Yeah. Cutler talk.
Baby Cutler.
Well, Urlacher went into the Hall of Fame last weekend.
Oh! Yeah. So did Jim Thome.
That was the week before.
Yeah. We had some Hall of Fame guys in town. That's pretty cool.
Actually, today...
Urlacher went into the Hall of Fame with hair, but his bust has none.
Yes.
Right.
Because he did not have hair when he played.
No. Correct.
So let's be accurate about it.
It's interesting that I wonder if they asked him about that.
I did watch his speech.
Like when Bill receives his Radio Hall of Fame award.
Right.
He'll have his crew cut, but in real life, 10, 20 years from now, he'll have his dreadlocks.
Like when I receive the award, yeah, I'll have dreads.
Like waist long dreads. Yeah. They're dirty dreads.
I had a guy tell me the other day, because I got right now, they can't see me, but I have a little bit of a beard going.
Yeah, sure. You got a George Michael, a little Georgie.
You got a Georgie going. George Michael beard.
And I walked into an account, and he's like, oh, holy cow. Filled in quick, man. Was it a week? Holy cow, you know? And
very jealous of your beard growth.
I'm like, oh, yeah. And he always likes to tease me because he knows that I'm bald.
Mm-hmm. And if only your hair grew like that.
He goes, man, he goes, I saw a guy once. He goes, you think you could do this? He goes, just for me. Would you do this for me? And I went, what? Could you grow it out real long? Like real long.
Where
then you separate it and you pull it up over the sides of your ears and around the top of your head and it's tied like a little knot.
He wants to see you do this?
And yeah, he said the guy creates, he's like his ears were hanging out of the hair, but like it was so tight. It's so tight that the guy like had built his facial hair into like a wig on the top of his head. He goes, can you do that for me?
Are you going to do it for him?
I went, no, I won't be. But.
Hold the phone for a minute, yes. Mr. Cavallari.
Yeah?
You're trying to tell me that this guy grew a beard long enough.
Wait a minute. This guy is a liquor store owner?
He's an owner who was like, I saw a guy. When you really saw that, he goes, I saw a guy.
This conversation's happening with the liquor store.
He said, he said, you should do this for me. I would love that.
Why do you have to do it for him?
Why are you talking about it?
It's just our way of kind of snickering at each other.
You're bonding.
Yeah. All right, you're bonding over hair talk.
Beard talk. Wanted me to grow a beard long enough to make it like a...
Yeah, we know.
Now I want to find an image of that. That's got to exist somewhere, right?
People do that all day.
You're looking up to see if a guy has a beard comb over to the top of his head where he pulls it into a bun on the top of his head?
There's probably 1,000 people in New York City alone. That are doing that. I'm about to bump into him.
It's a bizarre thing.
I'm in New York City right now, everybody.
Okay, there's obviously.
I'm having a good time.
Well, this is
that's right, Clay. You're going to New York.
Yeah.
There's a picture of, I don't know what this is from. It's a picture of Jim Gaffigan in some sort of a wig.
No, we want real life.
Oh, it's a Sierra Mist commercial.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Wow. Isn't that weird? We're just talking about LeBron Sprite, and then we got a Sierra Mist commercial about the beard.
The beard comb over. The beard hair comb over.
I can't wait for that.
The gods of lemon lime soda are talking to us.
The gods of lemon lime soda have graced us this evening.
I can't wait for that LeBron movie to come out.
Honey, I Shrunk LeBron?
Yep.
That one?
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be boss. Have you heard anybody say that lately? Hey, that's boss. Wow. That's my new thing lately.
Boss?
Yeah. I don't know why.
That's very
old. I have a...
Ooh, I like that. That's boss.
I have a guy who calls everybody brother. Yes, brother. Hello, brother. No, brother. Brother, can I talk to you for a second? Brother. Whoa. And I'm like,
sounds
what?
Sounds like a preacher from the South.
Yeah. He's not, but he called. Like, I don't know. Let me talk to you, brother Bill.
It's
his habit. He just can't. He's like, oh, thank you, brother. Yes, brother. Hello, brother. And it's like, what's with the brother thing? I had another guy call me who does business with him. And he goes, hey, what's with the brother thing all the time?
Maybe he's just a friend.
What'd you say? I don't know, brother.
No, finally, though. Finally, I think that there's a woman who works at a store. And she was catching on to it because she finally was like, he's not your brother when he was talking to me. You know, he's like, he's not your brother. You know, sometimes people can take that as like, hey,
ugh, people the wrong way.
Yeah, why you call me brother all the time?
Well, you get called boss or chief or something like that. It can be kind of condescending. You know, and you're like, huh?
What do you got on the agenda for next week?
Nothing, you know. Back to school.
Back to school.
Back to school it is.
Fighting with LinkedIn. I'll probably be fighting with LinkedIn. I'll fight with Facebook for a little while.
Just fighting cyber. Cyber enemies.
Looking at the cyber enemies, letting them dictate my next move. You know? Mm-hmm.
No, you got to go hoofs on the street.
Forget the cyber stuff. You got to go hooves
start
on the street.
Start ringing doorbells. Do it.
Just start ringing doorbells.
Even though it says
for no reason, right?
Even it's
hey, ding dong, hi. You know, I just ring your doorbell because I'm sick of all the cyber stuff. I needed a little spontaneity.
A little contact.
Right. You see me, right? Yeah.
That's all.
Do you like me?
Have a good day.
No, I don't like you.
No peddlers, no skedlers.
Oh yeah, that when we were handing out flyers.
When we were kids, we were
no peddlers, no solicitors. But
yeah,
you're
but
right.
We called it no peddlers, no skedlers. Some reason
when
yeah,
we were young for the radio listening audience, Clay, we all did this. We had the job where we would hand out flyers and put them on people's cars throughout the neighborhood,
indoors, whatever.
And we did it for a painting company
for Robert Delaney, Irish painter.
And I remember that while we do it, people would take it and rip it up and go, "No peddlers, no scholars."
Peddlers, no solicitors.
They were saying no solicitors, but they would never pronounce. They'd try to say it too fast, and they go, "No peddlers, no scholars."
Yeah.
So we said
we
no
always
peddlers,
just
no
look
scabblers?
At the sign. Yeah, we always just say that, and then you'd see the signs that would say no loitering, and we'd say no loitering around here.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So stupid.
That was because the Jakester who hung out at Gossage Grill, who was a neighborhood weirdo who wore a satin red Budweiser jacket.
He looked like the character in Boogie Nights. That's like the friend with the mustache. And
he did the
weird drug dealer scene.
He had a very 70s porn look to him. Yeah.
Yeah. You couldn't hang outside.
His name's Todd Parker in the movie.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Where did this go?
Todd Parker?
Well, anyway, he said no lottering. He used to say no lottering.
That guy was a creep, man.
And this was outside
he's probably like 70 years old.
That we hung out at as kids.
Yeah.
If we could get the Jakester on this show, that would be one of the highlights of my life.
Well, yeah, I guess we got to go down North Avenue and find him.
Look for a red satin Budweiser jacket and a guy who looks like the porno guy from Boogie Nights, and it could be the Jakester, who was a guy who was a lot older than us that hung out at a hamburger stand in 1996.
He was a creeper.
He also used to yell no lottering.
And then buy us cigarettes.
All right. This
no peddlers, no skedlers, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Boy, what a wacky hour it has been.
Oh, a lot of great ideas came out of this.
Yeah.
Out of this idea hole we call a radio studio.
We got to become waterpreneurs.
Waterpreneur, baby.
We got water. We got LeBron's big movie. We got some other stuff.
Humanoids running for mayor. For mayor.
We got the melting of the gold statues.
Absolutely.
Yeah, important stuff, folks. If you've enjoyed the last hour of the show, you can catch archived episodes. At freecraic.com, CRAIC.com, or you can find us on iTunes underneath Free Crack there, CRAIC. This show is presented by Hibernian Transmedia. Stick around for the program that follows this one. That's The Crack with Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan. They tape that show live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night. And then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow. Show starts at 6 and these sessions start at 7.
Yeah.
We're out of time. Until next week.
Bye.
God bless.